John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Two verses. St. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. I'm reading from the New Living Translation and the Amplified. Do I need to say that again? John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. I'm reading from the NLT translation and the Amplified, AMP. And it says what I need to preach in a better way. All right? That's why I'm using those two particular translations. Of course, if you got King James or New King James or NIV, it's going to say it, but I want to read it from these other two translations for this morning, NLT and the Amplified. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we come once again before your presence in Jesus' name just to say thank you. Lord, we're grateful today. There's a spirit of worship and praise in here this morning. You can sense it. You can feel it. You know it's real. Lord, everybody from the pulpit to the door, ceiling to the floor, is being challenged either directly or indirectly in some kind of way. It could be medical or health issue. Could be a finance issue. It could be a relationship issue. Whatever the case, we're all challenged and dealing with stuff, either directly or indirectly. So, Lord, we look to you even now, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to hear word. People, your people need to hear word. Even now, Lord, we look to you. We thank you ahead of time for meeting our needs, for speaking to us. Convict, convince, and convert. And we ask these and all the other blessings in Jesus' name. And for his sake, we pray with thanksgiving always. All of God's people said amen, amen, and amen. John 8, 31 and 32, the New Living Translation says, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, don't miss that, you are truly my disciples, conditional, if you remain faithful to my teachings. Verse 32 says, and you will know the truth. Y'all don't want to miss this. And the truth will set you free. Let me read the Amplified. So Jesus was saying to the Jews who had, here we go again, believed him. Something about believing what God is saying. If you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. Verse 32, and you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from what? From the penalty of sin. I want to talk around the thought, the subject, the idea, truth, the antidote for fake news. Truth, the antidote, the medicine for fake news. Y'all gonna pray with me? Y'all gonna help me to preach this? Understand, an antidote is a substance that can counteract a form of poisoning. The term antidote ultimately comes from the Greek term pharmakon or antidotum. It's a medicine given as a remedy. An antidote is the agent or medicine that my niece gonna get in a minute. Out there, they don't know what I'm talking about. I love her to death. An antidote is the agent or medicine that negates the effect of a poison or toxin. Y'all with me? Remember, I'm talking about truth. You got to stay with this. The antidote or medicine for fake news. In other words, when you have an illness, when you are sick in your body, When you have a health problem, your doctor or your professional medical practitioner will give you or prescribe a medicine to heal your ailment. Am I right? When you have a virus or disease that has infected your body, like COVID-19, they usually supply you with an antidote to counteract the virus in order to reduce its effect on you or to neutralize it. Am I right about it? Now, conversely and spiritually speaking, when we have a spiritual virus or disease, such as we do have in our world, in our country, in our cities, in the neighborhoods, we got a virus spiritually. When we talk about a spiritual virus or disease, I'm talking about, listen, fake news and lies. We have a doctor. His name is Dr. Jesus, who has never lost a case. And he has given us the medicine, the antidote to counteract, to neutralize the damage and effect that fake news and lies has had on so many people. And his antidote, his medicine, is the truth. Y'all looking for something deep. Truth. Understand that fake news or information disorder is false or misleading information. Am I right? Misinformation, which includes, here we go, disinformation, two different things. Propaganda and hoaxes, which is presented as news. Fake news often has the sole purpose of damaging the reputation of a person or making money through advertising revenue. I'm going somewhere. Understand the information that you hear and I hear, or the information we hear and respond to, has real life consequences. Don't miss that. It can be a literal lifesaver when it's true. But unfortunately, the opposite is also true, because untrue, false information can cause a whole lot of problems. Hello, somebody. They give you a weather forecast that says snow 12 inches deep. You might take off of work and don't have any sick time and lose 8 hours because you went by that news. And if the news is not accurate, you done lost a whole day's pay because of what they told you, because it wasn't true news. It was somebody just threw it out. Are y'all with me? Well, just like a virus, wrong information can spread, causing what's been called an infodemic. Want me to spell it? I-N-F-O-D. E-M-I-C. See, Pat Reese already knows this, but well, infodemic. Infodemic has to do with spreading negative information about a particular crisis or controversial issue with a confusing combination of fact, lies, rumor, and opinion. Just put it all together and throw it out. I'm talking about truth, the antidote or medicine for fake news. Now understand, I just said there is a difference between misinformation and disinformation. See, misinformation is false information that is spread by people who think it's true. You know, you can think yourself into thinking something is wrong is the right. If you think enough on it, you can think enough on something that you're doing wrong, and after a while say it must be right because I'm still doing it. See, that is the difference from fake news and disinformation. misinformation, you know, you think it's true. And they got people that will play with your mind. I don't want to call people dumb or ignorant, but they know they can yoke you. There are people that take anything and everything they hear on the news. That's why you need to sometimes shut it off. Y'all ain't gonna help. I didn't say you don't want to be informed, but man, you listen 24 hours a day and you got this tape, that tape, tape one, tape two, tape three, and you all on all three or four of them. Sometimes people spread so much fake news that you can't tell what is true from the fake. Am I right about it? I mean, they said today we're gonna get snow squalls. You know, squalls. They said, listen, you might get a squall. That's what the word is, squall. Squall, they said in a minute, in the sun shining, and a squall might come blowing. The way they had it, you might not come to church. You might be fearful. Elbow of a squall might blow you away walking down the street. Squall said you might slip and slide. And I'm not saying you won't slip and slide, but the way they got it, Brian, is that, man, you might have to spend a night in the church with your family. Squall. We might have to run the heat 24 hours. Send it squalls. You might not get, no, I don't want to put that on you. You getting back to Jersey. I'm praying you back to Jersey. And Sharon, and yeah, y'all getting back. Squall ain't going to keep you. No. But understand that also that disinformation is false information that someone or a group spreads online or social media. They know it's false. Misinformation, you may not, you know, okay, true. But disinformation is deliberate and intentional. And sometimes it's focused on certain people, certain races. Come on now. Yeah. Certain intellectual people, you know, well, they don't know, they believe anything. Yeah. And they pay people to come. Yeah. To give you disinformation. The world is coming to an end. Y'all going to church? I don't know why. If I was you, I'd sit back and get me a cup of case of brew and just chill. You don't need no word. Matter of fact, you turn on the TV and get you a hamburger, get you eggs and bacon, and look, man, just listen. Most of the time, misinformation is spread out. Misinformation. I said this is two different ones. Misinformation is spread out sometimes or most of the time for a specific intention, usually for the purpose of influence others to believe their point of view. This is the way I think. This is the way you should think. And notice we're living in the post-truth era. Yeah. And it's got some new words that come with that. You know, new words to our vocabulary about truth, lies, and anything in between. Words like half-truth, post-truth, alternative facts, fake news, accidental slips, deliberate lies, white lies. I'm looking for brown, purple, red, white lies, fat resistance. Am I doing all right? Y'all gonna give me a few minutes? There are so many people nowadays who have their own personal version of the truth. They make it so you got your truth, I got mine, and people wear that as a badge of honor. That's sad. Yeah. Everybody got their own truth. You can do what you believe, what you want to believe. In other words, the Bible's just one truth. That book you're reading is another truth. What the professor's saying is another truth. And what Poppy's saying at the store is another truth. And when you go to the restaurant, they give you a steak, the blood's run out, and they said it ain't running, and that's another truth, a lie. You believe it is running. You say, well, he said. Well, fool, look at it. Well, he said it ain't, it's supposed to be like that. I got some folk talking to me in tongues in the back down there, y'all. Yeah. With all that being said, the line between the truth and fake news becomes more and more blurred because everybody has their own version of what its truth is and what it's not. And while the truth has to fight against its other versions, it's also getting out slower than lies, seemingly. As one famous, you know, I do a lot of reading, studying, and you know, books and Bible, you know, translations and authors and things like that. And one person said, he's an unknown, unverifiable author, but I want to say what he said. He says, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth puts its boots or shoes on. Yeah. You just getting ready to tell the truth, the lie is already gone. Yeah. Is that making sense? Yeah. With that being said, it seems that lies are faster and more contagious than truth. Yeah. It's no wonder, I'm going somewhere. It's no wonder that Jesus had to set things straight when he said in John chapter 14, I am the way. Yeah. I am the truth. And I am the life. Jesus already knew we was going to get to this era. Yeah. Understand? Yeah. And understand that I am in the Greek language. I am is a very intense way of referring to oneself. It's comparable to saying, I myself and only I am. And theologically speaking, the words I am are very, 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 very powerful. John 18, verses 4 to 6, y'all need to get this stuff. In John chapter 18, verses 4 to 6, the New King James Version says in verse 4, Jesus therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, whom are you seeking? Verse 5, they assured him, Jesus of Nazareth, that's who we want. And Jesus said to them, I am he. And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Verse 6 says, now when he said to them, I am he, they fell back and fell to the ground. When he spoke the word, I am, there was so much power. Yeah, y'all missing this. Yeah. When Jesus spoke and said, Crystal, I am, they had to fall back and fall on the ground. Power of God. I am who I am. Demons can't handle that. That's why y'all need to know, pick up what God says. When the devil's whooping your behind, somebody need to quote the Bible. I am. I said it. You don't like it? Take it up with Jesus. I don't know what hell you're going through, what the devil done to you, but somebody better speak the words when God said. The devil ain't afraid of me or you, but when you talk about what God says, come on. Y'all remember when the soldiers came seeking Jesus in the garden the night before his crucifixion? That's what happened. Jesus understood. Jesus understood, and he wants us to understand. I am. But he says, I am the way. I know there's somebody out here still out there, y'all still searching for the way. The truth. Yeah. Jesus said. See, you can't have Jesus as just a nice man, you know, a good man. He's the man that says, he's the one that says, I'm the only way. Now, either he's a liar or he's a truth teller.
That's right.
You can't have it in between.
That's right.
You either believe it all or you don't believe any of it. Can't have a half. What is a half truth? Bible study, we'll talk about that half truth. Coming in, you spent, was out all night. You told half a truth. You got drunk, but you didn't tell you were sleeping. Never mind. Half truth. Elder, you praying for me, man? Half truth. Half truth. he said, and by the way, the I am means it's the name of God in Hebrew, Yahweh or Jehovah, which means to be or the self-existing one. He exists on in and of himself. God is awesome. How did you get I exist because I am. You trying to figure, you can't understand that.
That's right.
He speaks and stuff comes into existence.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, somebody. He's the only way. Am I right about it? He's the truth and he's the life. You want to live? Want to live right? Jesus said, follow me. I am the way. I'm the truth and I'm the life. You tell me you don't know how to live. Follow him. Listen to the Lord. You want to raise your family? You catch in hell. You don't have to pay your bills. You don't. Come on. I'm familiar with that. You don't. I got to trust Jesus because he said. He said. I am. The way. The truth. The life. I am. Anybody believe God is? I am, he said. Let me hasten on here. Look, I didn't get started at 11:05. Y'all got to let me go 10 more minutes. And that was praise, and that's always good. Notice in a pagan fake news and world filled with lies and liars. You know we got liars. No, look at me now. Don't start looking at me. Come on now. Listen. Look at me now. Don't start looking at people alongside you. When I said liar, you're looking, I know. No. Sister Pat, y'all look at me. Come on. Everybody, look at me. I know you know some liars, but keep looking at me. Well, you the liar. I said, keep looking at me. We're going to find out who's lying. Yeah. The truth is extremely important in this environment we're in. Am I right about it? Jesus, when I'm talking about of the truth, again, emphasize him, emphasize himself as the only truth. Not a truth, but the only truth. The truth. Not like the rapper out there, duh. Truth. I know him personally from my home church. But I'm talking the truth. And Jesus told his disciples about his impending death and his claim to be the source of life. I like what John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18 says, therefore my Father loves me because, here we go, I laid down my life. He voluntarily laid down his life. They didn't take it, y'all. He said, I laid down my life that I may take it again. Verse 18 of John 10, y'all need to write this stuff. Nobody takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I lay my life down for you and you and you and you and you and you and me. While I was yet a sinner. Romans 5:8. Christ died. While I was in my alcoholic condition, while I was running the streets gangbanging, while I was doing my own thing, when I wasn't thinking about him, he looked ahead and said, I'm going to die for that knucklehead. Y'all looking at me, ain't the only knuckle on the head. And then in John 14 and 19, he says, he gave the promise that because I live, you also will live. That's important, y'all. You can't run over that. Because he's not still dead. And he got up from the grave. You gonna get up again. We buried some people here. But because they placed their trust and faith in him, they not there. That physical decay, no. Absent from the body, the spirit. I'm talking about the antidote for fake news. Understand, the Bible doesn't use the terminology of fake news, because somebody say, where does it say fake news? It don't say that. See, that's why somebody, well, show me where it says a man can't drink, because Jesus drank wine and said, don't get drunk, fool. Don't get where you just out of control. Where it said a man can't have sex, it said have sex with your wife, man. Well, spell not mess up if you confess your sins. God is faithful and just to forgive you for your sin and to cleanse you. See, God got it all figured out. I messed up. You keep on holding on my head. God said, get over it. I'm boring y'all. I'm boring y'all. Keep on holding stuff over my head. You didn't take the trash out. What? Trash out? You missed the week. I'm so glad, honey, you're watching me. I'm so glad that, you know, I was feeling bad. We had to take it out Tuesday night. They come like Wednesday, 4 or 5 a.m. So it was one Tuesday. I don't know. It was pouring down, raining. I said, man, I don't feel like going down there and putting on all their clothes and wrapping my head up to go in this pouring rain. I said, I'll forget about it. My wife said something like, honey, you know you didn't put the trash. I said, I know. Dog, I said, I know. I got me one. Jimmy, I got one of them big trash bags. I'm talking about them, the kind they have at Home Depot. The heavy construction. You know, you need construction, we get trash. You need something that's airtight. Yeah. I got me one of them and sat it in the garage. There's another Tuesday coming. Shoot. Y'all helping me out today. There's another Tuesday. You gonna condemn me? We can go back. What you forget? You know, but my wife didn't do that, honey, yet. It didn't do that. No. And over recent years, the term fake news has hit the media, but the reality of deception is as old as Genesis in the Bible. In the beginning, in the Bible, it started with Satan's lies and his deception. You can blame the internet for getting fake news. You can blame cable news for shifting every story. You can blame the old folks for letting it get by them in the 60s, whatever you want to do. but the truth is, there's always been times when people were twisted. The truth was twisted. The New Testament is full of warnings about deception and lies. It's all in the Bible. I ain't preaching nothing new. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. The NLT says, many will follow their evil teaching. A lot of folk will follow that lie and shameful immorality. And because of these teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. 2 Peter 2, verse 3 says, in their greed, because people are greedy, that's why a lot of these lies are, they try to rip people off for money. They want to get into the White House so they can make it legal to steal your money and mine. Yeah. Y'all don't know who that is. For all of the good things he does just to get in, what y'all want me to do? I'll do that as long as you leave me alone over here. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. I'm reading the Bible. 2 Peter 2, verse 3. But God condemned them long ago, and their destruction will not be delayed. I know we think people getting away. Nobody gets away. Hitler didn't get away, even though he did his thing for, I mean, 10 years. What I know why, Lutzer, he didn't get away. And the people that followed him, they suffered greatly. Dying and all that stuff, embarrassed, shamed, and all that stuff. You can follow now the lie, but the lie sooner or later is going to get exposed by the truth. Hello, somebody. 2 Timothy. Did I just say that? 4:3-4. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 4. See, I'm getting excited because I'm trying to hasten to a close. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3-4 says, NLT, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching.
Yeah.
People going to start wanting to rather hear, listen to the lie.
Yeah.
Because the lie is easier to take.
Yeah.
The truth is you got a problem. The lie says everything's all right. That's a lie. The truth says you got a problem. Jesus said you're going to get through it. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. If I wanted to preach everything nice, the church would be packed.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I preach everything is going to be fine and everybody can do their own thing, this church would be packed.
Yeah.
But the reason I get persecuted sometimes is because I preach too much truth.
Yeah.
They say, well, don't preach truth, just ignore what you hear. No, I got to go through it, even if it hits me.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I can't just preach what don't apply to me.
Yeah.
You hear me say, from the pulpit to the door, ceiling to the floor. I'm in this with you.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Yeah. Anybody else in here guilty of some stuff? Any other guilty people?
Yeah.
I just want to know I ain't by myself. Verse 4 of 2 Timothy 4 says, they will reject the truth and chase after myths. Am I right about it? Keep away from profane and foolish discussion, which only drive people further away from God. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. You gotta watch out. Stop listening to anything and everything people say. Come on, somebody. You that hard up for a conversation? Now, I ain't pointing my finger, but some people seem to be hard up. They gotta get on the phone. Be looking, who can I talk to? And then call somebody and say, oh, we just talked. Oh, I didn't mean to call you. Just looking for somebody. A lie is a weapon of control. The Bible talking about the devil says he was a murderer from the beginning. 8 John 8:44, the B portion. Not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. The devil is a liar, liar, liar. I don't care what he's doing in your life or what God is allowing him to do. He's still a liar.
That's right.
God wants to see if you're going to do the right thing in spite of what the liar tells you to do. The Bible says when the devil speaks, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of lies. 1 Peter 5:8 says, stay alert. We talked about that, man. I ain't going to tell him. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your children. He wants to destroy anything and everything that is dear to you. But you got to stand firm against him. As I hasten on, I'm almost done. Am I all right? Am I all right, y'all? Believe in fake news, y'all want to get this, and lies is a form or type of bondage or slavery. Y'all hear that? Understand that slavery is the presence of forced labor and restricted liberty. It's a thing where one class of people, the slave owners, force another people, the slaves, to work and suppress them. And I repeat, the concept, the idea of slavery, it's going to be a part two. The idea of slavery is an image of bondage, of people being held captive or hostage by a dominating force or person. Remember, as I hasten to a close, we're going to do a part two. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about truth, comma, the antidote for fake news. But there's another kind of slavery that holds people hostage. It's a slavery that keeps them from being what they were called or created to be. It's a slavery that holds them bound to illegitimate incarceration. And that is the slavery that Jesus talks about here in our text in John chapter 8. I deliberately and purposely held this. Remember verse 31 and 32 of John 8 says, verse 31, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. Could it be that God is still testing some of us to see if we're true disciples? I hate to think of that. You mean to tell me I'm catching hell because Jesus wants to know if George Pointer is a disciple? Cindy, if he's true, you understand? Listen, verse 32 of John 8 says, and you will know, not guess, you will know the truth, and the truth will set or make you free. Understand, and I'm getting ready to close for real, Elder. Jesus was and is talking to people who had betrayed him, or who had believed in him, I'm sorry. In other words, these people were already Christians. Y'all want to stay with me? But they were Christians who still needed to be set free. Because even having accepted Jesus Christ did not automatically remove all of the things that held them illegitimately hostage. God is talking to somebody this morning. To be free means to be released from something that you ought not be shackled or chained to. That thing which keeps you from being or doing what God has called you to be or to do. And with that being said, the unfortunate reality is that many people still find themselves shackled. I'm talking about believers in here and out there. I don't know how long you've been saved, but you are still bound and shackled. I thought I was going to be free. Stay with me. I'm talking about people who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But something is still holding them, Reverend, back. It's limiting them, keeping them from fully realizing the awesomeness and blessings of their salvation. Well, I'm going to close on how do you get released. The question is, how do we get release or freedom from spiritual strongholds? That's the spiritual word for what the secular world calls addictions, enemy strongholds. Some of us are still prisoners of war, even after we accepted Christ. A demonic spiritual stronghold is the way you think. It's a mindset. It's a fortified place that the devil has erected or built up for people to resist the truth because it don't make sense. It don't look right. And the devil wants to try to, through your mind, counter the way you think about God's plan and what God is telling you to do. In other words, you and I need divine intervention. God's help, God's power to set us free. I feel somebody helping me. I feel the help coming. Understand, perhaps for somebody this morning, there might be some people still wrestling with an addiction to drugs and alcohol. In here, out there. You can be still wrestling with addiction to guilt. unforgiveness, doubt, bitterness, angry, anger. It can be an addiction of profanity. You say that you just cuss like a sailor because everybody on your job still cussing. Not able to control your mouth. Could be an addiction of identity. You don't know who you are or whose you are. And whatever the stronghold, it can have such a hold on you, it can wrap you up in a spiritual vice grip like a snake that's wrapped around your mind and your thinking. It's so tight, you can't unravel it. It's self-imposed incarceration. You can dress it up by coming to church. You can dress it up by coming to Bible study. It looks good on the outside. But down on the inside, you're still bound. Well, what do I need to do? I'll tell you a story. Remember when Jesus told Lazarus to get up? But Lazarus needed some help. Jesus had to tell the folk because he was wrapped with all the grave clothes. Loose him. Lazarus couldn't do nothing on his own because he was still wrapped in grave clothes. Jesus is talking to somebody now. You've not been loosed. You need some Holy Ghost help. You still bound by the grave clothes. You need the Holy Ghost to loose you, unravel you, take away that doubt, take away that anger, take away, but you've got to be available and let God do what he wants to do. You need truth. Give God some praise.